Okay, so we're going to be having a conversation about this song and what we like about it.
Okay, so I'm gonna go first, I guess. What I really like about this song is that the genre is very soothing to your ears. Like, it's not like, even though I really like that genre, but yeah, whatever. It's a good genre. It's a good song. And this band in general is a really good band. I know another one of their songs, which is Bubble Tea, and the band's name is Dark Cat. They're a really good band. It's just like, yeah, I know these guys too.
I also have something to say. I really like how you can hear each beat in that song. It's got spaces, so you can definitely hear it.
Yeah. That's what I really like about this song, too. Like, you can really hear all the details, and it's also really soothing at the same time and not stressful.
Do you find that you have a lot of stress? You guys are what? You're like 10 to 13 in age, 14? How old are you guys?
I'm 13.
I'm 12.
What is the stress that you would want to chill wave out to?
I find, like, for other people, like coming home from work, like a stressful day at work, like a hard day at school.
What's a hard day of school like?
People bullying you, people teasing you, people making fun of you, people tricking you. And
so emotional
stuff.
Stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Wait. You were saying work. Do you go to work at all?
No, I don't actually.
Make some songs. Get a few views.
I like how it's nice and calm.
Yeah. It's a nice soothing thing that can calm you down after a stressful day.
Yeah, like, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also like the video.
I'm 9, so I don't have any stress. Whoop, whoop!
Good for you.
Good for you. Once you pass that 11 age limit and you decide to start a YouTube channel, let me just tell you, your stress goes up by 2 notches because you have to get a video out every single day or people won't subscribe to you. That's just how it works. Cutthroat game, people. Cutthroat.
Hashtag live vlogging.
Yep, I don't have a YouTube channel either. Whoop, whoop!
Neither do I. But I like YouTube channels because, you know, you do get support for all of your hard work. But after a nice long day, it is nice to, you know, chill out and listen to some of this music.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to my song, which is Linguistics by Linguistics.
Now all I can see is chaos and confusion and panic.
Preliminary tests indicate
that our future. That's right.
I shall do my best.
Attempt to stimulate the consciousness.
Tell me how in the world you get all those things done.
Difficult, but not impossible.
One. I wear my hat down, I'm acting like I've got no fear. I'm wondering who will be here when the smoke clears. I lost a girl to a city, she used to kiss me. Now I'm wondering if she missed me. Yeah, and see the flow's unbelievable. I see my dreams, I wonder if it's all achievable. Yeah, check, you know that I'm the dope one. You can find me so gone at motion. Eyeballs looking like I've seen a ghost. But that's just this girl Mandy, I know. She pops out the dark when I never need her. See my ex, I act sober like I never seen her. Then heavily I feel about the Hurricane Katrina. Then the tune comes in, I'm singing Double Diva. Yeah, the rhymes are fresh like I done got a cleaner. I ain't a throwaway rapper, bitch, I'm a keeper. A-I-N-G-U-I-S-T, I see X, snap your neck if you get me. And if you want more, swing yes please. Doing what I do best, so don't test me. L-I-N-G-U-I-S-T, I see X, snap your neck if you get me. And if you want more, swing yes please. Doing what I do best, so don't test me. See, I'm back now, let me put the facts out. Hyping up a fat crowd, huh? That's wild, and I guess that's how I get the inspiration. I used to be a kid, my mother wondered who would save him. And that's coming from the woman that made him. I hit 13 and changed, like the pressure just caved in. It's like my brain couldn't treat the pain. I guess that's what made the boy that you see today. And I ain't never gonna stop, like, till I'm in the spotlight. Heading to the top till I've lost sight. If anyone who ever doubted me.
Okay, so now we're gonna talk about the song which is playing. So I didn't realize that it was a little explicit, but you know what? It's a good song. I like it. And so the song is like, I don't know really what its purpose is, but it's called Linguistics by Linguistics, and we're going to have a short conversation about it. So one of the reasons I like this song is because, like, the beat is just really solid, and it's just a really catchy song. And so what do you guys like about it?
I really like that it's more like old school of a song, but it's a really catchy song. Like, I can see like people dancing to this in like a dance hall or something. It's like the end of a movie type of song, but it's a really good catchy tune.
Yeah. So another reason why I really like this song is, well, because how it sounds old school, but the funniest part is it was published last year. So, like, at the end of last year. So, that's like it being published this year. So, now that our conversation is over, I'm going to tell you guys about a game that you probably have never heard of, and PlayStation has totally turned a blind eye to, and they're actually losing profits that they could have gotten because they turned a blind eye to this game. So, the game is called Roblox, and some of you kids may have heard of it. It actually has over 31 million players, and you've probably never heard of this game. Roblox is a social gaming platform for young and old game creators alike. Roblox gives you the choice to develop games and learn skills for being a game designer. There's also the option to play the games and enjoy yourself. Roblox also has its own money system called Robux that a player can purchase, and if you're a developer, you can earn these and cash out their Robux for real money. So this means that they can actually earn some Robux, and they can cash all of it out for, like, real U.S. dollars. Like, I believe the rate of this is, I don't really know, but I know that if you make a good game and you sell these things called game passes, you will be able to, basically, whenever you earn Robux off of people buying your game passes to get special in-game perks in your game that you made, you will be able to get, like, well, you'll be able to get some money off of it. And so you get paid through Robux, right? But you can actually get paid with real money as well. So, yeah, that was my thing on Roblox. Okay, so next is going to be Sophia and Cisco, and they're going to tell us a bit about different types of actual stars in the galaxy, and they're also going to be advertising a bit for a new podcast they're going to be making. So, yeah, welcome, guys.
Here is a short clip of our upcoming podcast, The Realms of Darkness, by Cisco and Sophia, about different types of stars. Space. Vast. Beautiful. And oh so ever-changing. Planets and stars and nebula fill the darkness with light, life, and movement. One can stargaze throughout time, watching the shimmering giants gaze upon back at them. We call this marvelous but non-existent place the Realms of Darkness.
Bright colored beasts lighting up the skies we see above us. Look up at the sky and see the giant star that guides you. Then move to someone else and gives them the magic. Stars that make a picture, are they smarter than other stars? The giant star we think is so important is really the smallest sun in the galaxy. Imagine if you were one of these balls of magic drifting around space, and when you die, you create a galaxy inside yourself, a black hole, some call you, as they get devoured. If you like that, look outside for a new podcast hurtling towards Earth, the Realms of Darkness.
All right, good job, guys. And that was a clip from their new podcast, The Realms of Darkness. And make sure to check out that podcast. I think it's going to be a really cool podcast. And now we are going to go to another song. Okay, so next is going to be Mir and Nairi, and they're going to be doing a duet on the piano.
Oh, we've only played it like 4 times, so yeah. I thought she was still going. Is that it? Okay, I think that's it. So, yeah, we learned this a little bit ago.
So. Now, Ben is going to play a song on the piano as well.
I haven't named this song yet, but I'm hoping to name it soon. Thank you.
Ben, whose song is that?
I made that up myself about 2 months ago.
You made that up?
Yep.
That's incredible. What's your process for making songs up? It's so beautiful and has some elements of surprise, too.
Sometimes I mix around with, like, the notes I'm going to play, and that first part, like, this, like that I made up previously, and then I, like, it took me about a week to make the song and finalize it, but it was worth the while.
And, when inspiration hits for a song, does it all come to you at once, or does it take a lot of, you know, process and bit by bit kind of work?
It's so. It depends on, like, the song and how complex it is and, like, showing the feeling of it.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you for sharing your song. All right. And I think next up in... Back in the studio... Pancakes, mini pancakes, mini, 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 mini pancakes, mini pancakes, mini pancakes, mini, 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 mini pancakes, they're a delicious treat. All right, Sequoia.
No, I am Maria.
Oh, Maria. I'm so sorry. You look strangely like Sequoia. Do you know Sequoia?
No, I do not know her at all. Poop.
Okay. Where do you come from, Maria?
I come from Spain, the land of red.
The land of red. And why is it the land of red?
Because red is my favorite color and I live there.
Oh, and what else happens in Spain? I've never been. I can't even imagine what it's like.
Well, there are these people and they go into big sandy pits and it is very dirty. But then they chase bulls around with red shirts. Yes.
Red shirts?
I think they are called something like matadors. No, a matador. Yes, a matador.
And why on earth would they chase bulls?
I don't know. I think it started with some dude who wanted revenge on a bull.
I see. I see. Well, that doesn't sound like a very good fight to pick. Are you living in Spain these days, or are you somewhere else?
No, I live in Canada with my sister Catherine. It's very cold.
I bet it is. Have you gotten used to the snow yet?
No. I hate skiing. It is like you put on these pulleys on your feet and you go down and it is useless.
Have you ever tried snowboarding? At least there's only one of them.
It is still useless because it is the same thing.
How about the après-ski? Do you like to eat and drink afterwards?
Well, I love eating. I especially love super expensive cakes that cost $2,000.
Oh, is that your favorite food, steak?
I said cake, but I do like steak.
Well, it's been so lovely to talk to you, Maria.
Oh,
is
yes.
there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you?
Well, I would like them to know that I love pizza.
You love pizza, so if you ever find yourself running into Maria on the sidewalk, be sure to hand her a pizza.
Pizza! Pizza babies! Come to me!
Frozen waves with paths comes back to life. Time is-
I go? Okay, yeah. I'm going to play Hedwig's theme. It's from Harry Potter, and I haven't practiced it too much. I mean, I have, but I need a book, so I'm just going to do some muscle memory. I didn't memorize that part, but yeah.
Awesome. Nice work. So we have so appreciated our time being on air at Mutiny Radio. So thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, it was really awesome to, do this for you guys. And if there's anyone random who is tuning in, thank you so much for listening to the show. I will tell you, it was a little cringy, the first episode, because we're still figuring things out and stuff. So thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you so much.
All right. So goodbyes are not forever. Goodbyes are not the end. They simply mean we'll miss you till Mutiny turns on again.
Oh! Thank you! Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Nomadic Noise.
Thank you so much for being our teacher.
You didn't have to say the full name.
Thanks.
Bye.
I actually didn't have a poem.
Now get ready for something.
Bye. Oh my.
Bye.
consider just regular rock, and you take out like the what's their name, the Ramones, and even the New York Dolls, they're maybe my favorite fucking rock band, but they're not like known really. So if you take like those two out, you're really stuck with the Brill Building, which would be probably the best shit to ever come out of New York. Like Brill and doo-wop, you know. You go to Michigan, you got fucking Funkadelic, you got the Stooges, you got Motown, you just go on all day from Seeger to fucking Bob Seeger. All right, anyway, I'm just rambling now for no particular reason, and I'm going over my time. So I think they sold that art on the wall. That's fucking cool. Go Ricky Watts. All right, quit fucking around, George. All right. Good night. MiniRadio.fm. Oh, yeah. Let's play some goddamn interstitials. Breaker. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, breaker. Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
Oh. Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shit-Faced McRat. Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shit-Faced McRat.
Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky.
Never sleep again.
And it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive pharmaceutical-free alternative to smoking medical marijuana. Check them out today at number 4altacalifornia.com.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You look like the kind of person who has a sense of humor.
Oh, is the radio talking to me?
No, I'm on an internet podcast.
I'm talking to an internet podcast?
Don't be silly. It's a one-way form of communication. But I don't want you to miss out on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2016 from March 2nd through 6th. And you don't have to. You can buy tickets now on universe.com. With 24 national and international visiting comedians and 20 local hosts, you won't want to miss a thing.
What if I can't be at every show?
Don't worry. All shows will be available for free download at MutinyRadio.fm until the internet falls apart.
Oh, podcast God, I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at MutinyRadio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals. Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey.
Well, ooh, I never. Oh, once again, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, one and all. How exciting for me and you and all them listeners out in the cyberspace. We got some good comedy coming up. It's gonna be really great. It's gonna be hilarious. It's gonna be top notch, wonderful goodness. But before that happens, as you know, I have to play some music. I'm thinking some Black Moth Super Rainbow. Black Moth Super Rainbow. What? Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna make it work. Yeah, it was. Oh, well then. I never. Oh.
Makes sense. Andrew, just because we got a new boss doesn't mean he's not our fucking boss, man.
Same as the
fucking old boss, dude.
Meet him.
Keep us down, man.
You should meet him. He's a good guy.
So, yeah, Harry Bridges was an Australian native. In San Francisco in 1923, he worked as a sailor.
Justin.
And a longshoreman.
Justin.
He was a native Australian.
Justin.
What?
This is a time for improv, not a time for learning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No learning. All right, I'm going out there.
Yeah, you better get out here because I'm learning.
No!
Hey, Andrew, I'm learning real hard.
Stop teaching people!
Andrew's coming out of the booth, and no one's learning anything.
No one is learning. No facts.
Why do you
turn a good song into something bad?
So what I do,
Spencer. Music at all.
No one needs to learn. Welcome to Open Improv, everybody.
Let's go over the rules. We're gonna do this quick. We're gonna get going.
Wait, first, this is the only class where the assignments are made up, but the grades don't matter. Hilarious.
Number one, fuck the rule.
Yeah, rule number two is
don't touch the mic.
It's very annoying.
Rule number three is
fuck the rules.
Rule number four is this is a live studio audience. Everybody is on a microphone here.
So you are on a microphone currently.
Live studio.
Rule number five.
No one gets paid.
Except for Mutiny Radio.
I don't like that rule.
Rule number six.
Pick up sticks. Rule number seven.
All dogs go to heaven.
Sure. Rule number eight.
Andrew's not straight.
Also not true. Rule number nine. Feeling fine. Rule number ten. Let's do it again. Rule number one. Fuck the rule. All right, that's good. That's good.
People are gonna think we wrote that, but it was improv.
Well, yeah.
If we do it every week, now it is written.
Well, no, because
one time it was improv.
I am mostly illiterate and therefore cannot read or write, and so therefore.
Does this mic work?
Yes, it does.
I'll move it out.
Yeah, stick that out the window, bro. Stick it out the window. Yeah, it's on.
Sweet.
Hey, sweet, and it's like right next to the piano too. So you know, that's the thing. That's a thing.
The book of lore relating to...
Stop it! Stop it!
I can't stop it! I'm sorry! I don't know what
to do. Stop learning!
It's all around me.
Justin, to counteract these facts you've been telling everybody, I need some non-facts. Give me some non-facts.
Jesus was
from Mars!
Hard-boiled eggs are a vegetable.
Ah! A crater is when a tree grows.
What?
I said a crater is when a tree grows.
See, that sounds like a fact to me.
No, all the bachelors are married women.
Ah.
We got Chicano brother. 9/11 wasn't indoor, but it seemed like an outdoor job.
North is the direction of green.
I love it. Love it. Great. Oh, shit.
Oh, that one worked? That one worked? This is goddamn bullshit. The bit was that everything I was doing was wrong, you son of a bitch. All right.
So what are we doing first, Justin?
He's answering Sweet Gail's call. Let's do, we did 185 last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do Back in My Day.
All right. Here's how it works. It's a group game. Stand up, sit down, don't give a fuck. If you're not near a microphone, you might not be heard. If you're just, you might be heard. We'll see when we listen to this later.
All right, suggestion. Back in My Day, we didn't have...
Blank. Joke. Got it? Good.
Gravy. Gravy. Let's do gravy.
Gravy?
Gravy.
Gravy.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. If you wanted something thick and gross, you'd talk to your math teacher.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. There wasn't a cool way to say it's all good.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. And if you had chicken stock, well, then you were in trouble because the market's down.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. And the only thing that surrounded potatoes was hardship. Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. The only thing that got gross when it sat in a boat was pirates.
Back in my day.